She read it again. She didn't remember writing it. She didn't know the answers to any of the questions but the one asking the number of children she had. But then, she probably knew that because she'd provided the answer in the letter. She couldn't be sure of their names. Anna and Charlie, maybe? She couldn't remember the other one. She read it again, more slowly this time, if that was even possible. Reading on a computer screen was difficult, more difficult than reading on paper, where she could use a pen and highlighter. And paper she could take with her to her bedroom and read it there. She wanted to print it out, but couldn't figure out how to make that happen. She wished her former self, she, before Alzheimer's took too much of her away, had known to include instructions for printing it out. She read it again. It was fascinating and surreal, like reading a diary that had been hers when she was a teenager, secret and heartfelt words written by a girl she only vaguely remembered. She wished she'd written more. Her words made her feel sad and proud, powerful and relieved. She took a deep breath, exhaled, and went upstairs. She got to the top of the stairs and forgot what she had gone up there to do. It carried a sense of importance and urgency, but nothing else. She went back downstairs and looked for evidence of where she'd just been. She found the computer on with a letter to her displayed on the screen. She read it and went back upstairs. She opened the drawer in a table next to the bed. She pulled out packets of tissues, pens, a stack of sticky paper, a bottle of lotion, a couple of cough candies, dental floss, and some coins. She spread everything out on the bed and touched each item, one at a time. Tissues, pen, 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 sticky paper, coins, candy, candy, floss, lotion. Alice? What? She spun around. John stood in the doorway. What are you doing up here? He asked. She looked at the items on the bed. Looking for something. I have to run back to the office to pick up a paper I forgot. I'm going to drive, so I'll only be gone for a few minutes. Okay. Here, it's time. Take these before I forget. He handed her a glass of water and a handful of pills. She swallowed each one. Thank you, she said. You're welcome. I'll be right back. He took the empty glass from her and left the room. She lay down on the bed next to the former contents of the drawer and closed her eyes, feeling sad and proud, powerful and relieved, as she waited.